So, how to absorb ourselves in Krishna? And there are two things in this, in my small understanding. First is that it is very difficult to ourselves always have that motivation to stay absorbed. That is why we need some responsibility, some obligation, some commitment that forces us to absorb ourselves in Krishna. Like a simple example, if I'm told, okay, you know, read Prabhupada's books daily, yeah, I will want to read them. But if I'm told, okay, tomorrow you have to speak on this verse, then I'll read Prabhupada's books much more carefully, because I have to speak on it. If I have to speak on, say, I have to teach the Bhagavatam first canto or whatever, then I'll read the first canto much more seriously than when I would read it just for my reading. So, in general, for most of us, to do some service, to get absorbed in it, the absorption can come through attraction. Oh, I love this so much, so I'll get absorbed. And if we are at that level of attraction, that's wonderful. But if that attraction is not there, then there has to be some kind of obligation. Not obligation in the sense of burden, but a responsibility or a commitment. So the best way we absorb ourselves in Krishna is by taking responsibility for Krishna. Suppose if I decide, I'm going to do some service in deity worship. Okay, these days I'm going to come and do that. Then that responsibility forces us to put our mind on Krishna. So, if we decide that, okay, I want to every day read Bhagavatam. Some days I feel like reading, some days I don't feel like reading. But then how do I do this? How can I make sure that I read every day? So I may decide that now one advantage is that of the social media and the technology is that outreach has become democratized. You know, anybody who wants, they can start outreach. So, I know several devotees and I encourage them also that they want to read Bhagavatam every day. They say, just, you know, start, make your own small group on WhatsApp. Say that every day I will post one point from my reading over there. And just for posting that one point, you will have to read. Isn't it? So, when we do something with the knowledge that we have, that inspires us to take the knowledge more seriously. So, this applies to study and this applies to other services also. So, we try to find some way in which we can create a commitment for ourselves. So, that is what will lead to the steady practice of bhakti. That will lead to purification. That will lead to attraction. And then the absorption will become spontaneous. Right now, the absorption has to be conscientious. So, conscientious means we have to consciously do that by creating some commitment. And second is that we have to find out that what are the activities in bhakti that we can be absorbed in most easily or most effectively. If I say this is the circle of bhakti and this is the circle of my interests and likes, so I find the intersection between the two. Then if I situate myself in that intersection, absorbing myself over there will be easy. If somebody likes to read and they will already have that habit, so for them, if you tell them to do deity worship, they will do it, but for them to get absorbed in that will be difficult. But if they were to read, they get absorbed in reading. So both, finding out what we can most naturally do in bhakti according to our interests and creating some commitment for ourselves.
What you are talking is Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti.
Yes, we will come to Raganuga Bhakti by the steady practice of sadhana bhakti at our level wherever we are. Thank you.